Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
The last time that we had Richard and Christy on, this is what she sounded like. He came to us and he said, look, I've got this 5-day cruise, and it was for me and my girlfriend, but she broke up with me. And I still want to go on the cruise, and I'd like to find a girl that I'm fairly compatible with. But the problem is we only have like 2 days to find her. So we made that a personal challenge, and we took it to you guys. And he went out, and he talked to a couple of different girls, and he decided that Christy was the girl that should go on the cruise with him. And this is what she sounded like the last time we had her on.
I'm looking forward to it, a little nervous, a little apprehensive. I had really low expectations. Like, I was expecting to go and meet him for a drink and, you know, not really like him, but he was actually, you know, funny, and we had a lot to talk about, and yeah, so why not?
Okay, at that point, she sounds pretty excited, but Wendy said by the end of the conversation, you say she sounded a little apprehensive.
Yeah, she sounded a little nervous, like she didn't want to go, but she got picked, so she had to go.
Yeah, the way it came about was like she entered it originally as a joke, like a friend of hers, right, sent the first line in, and then when she actually progressed down through the vetting procedure and found out that she was really going to be one of the finalists. Mm-hmm. She was kind of like, oh, okay, that's cool. Cruise. Started as a joke.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the reality was hitting her.
Well, mm-hmm. But I just interpreted it as she's nervous and here she is getting picked and it's going to be an awkward situation to begin with, even if it turns out fine. So I didn't really read too much into it.
And I said this earlier, you know, when you travel with anybody, it doesn't matter how long you've been with them. I mean, my wife and I just went on vacation. We've been with each other for 14 years. It's tough to travel. You want to do one thing. She wants to do the other. You want to eat here. She wants to eat there. You want to chill out. She wants to go on a tour. So it's always a little bit of, you know, compromise going on.
Mm-hmm.
Now you add to the equation here a cruise where your stateroom is all of about 8x8 and you're basically right on top of each other and you've really never had anything except an hour conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So anything can happen at that point.
Like you can't. It's not a situation where running in the water in the running the shower in the bathroom's going to be enough to cover up your farts. Like, she's going to hear it.
You're going to have to tell her you're going to have to go to another deck.
Right.
So here is Richard back from his cruise. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay. All we ask for you, because we did do this whole thing to try to find you the right girl, is just give us some brutal honesty on exactly what happened. Because from the time you left here, things look pretty good. You guys are ready to go, ready to do this 5-day cruise together.
Yeah, at first she was a little apprehensive, but she actually showed up at the airport, which was a big step.
Were you shocked?
I was shocked. She pulled up, and I'm like, well, at least have a ride to the ship. And we got on board, laid around the pool, had some drinks, had some conversation. It was a little awkward the first day, just trying to get to know each other and, you know, what's going on, who's
so
what.
You went very fast. How does it go when you get to the room? Because cruise ship beds are either two separate small beds or they've removed the dresser and they kind of push them together.
Well, they're two separate beds, so it wasn't an issue.
Okay.
But you were at the hotel before that for a whole night?
No.
No, no, no. Right to the cruise.
I flew that morning, and then she picked me up.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, we spent the second day basically at sea, lounging around in the sun, having frozen drinks, relaxing. Not a lot of conversation.
Well, hold on a minute.
All right. Sorry.
Yeah, we're going awfully fast, actually. I'm with Jeff on this. We're accelerating too fast. Like, because you pretty much know in the first 5 minutes of a conversation, things are going to go well or not.
Yeah, you're yada yada in this. So you get on the boat, and then everything's great. And then you have some drinks, right? And things are so. Did either of you get good and buzzed?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Both of you?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So then you Then it, then, you know, fast forward, drink, dance, well, fun. Then it's yeah, bedtime. Yeah, yeah. So what happens when you're in your little closet and you're doing your little dance where you're trying to put on your pajamas and she's trying to put on her full length nightgown that goes up to her neck and you guys are like trying
to get all Amish.
Right. And you guys are trying to work your way around that tiny little room and then you go to bed. Is it like, okay, good night and shake hands or kiss or do you try to make two people fit in one bed or what happens?
Yeah. Actually, the stateroom is a lot larger than I thought it'd be.
Oh, yeah?
So okay. There was quite a bit of room. It was definitely awkward hanging out that much with someone that you don't really know.
But sure.
It wasn't that bad. I gave her space. I'd go off, you know, do something else while she got ready, and I'd come back. So it wasn't too bad.
And she was in bed with the sheets pulled right up to her neck tightly?
Yeah, the first night.
With another guy.
With someone else.
So, but then what it is, like, are you guys lying in your separate bed, and you go, good night, and she goes, good night?
Yeah, kind of like that.
It was.
Okay.
Could you tell during that first day, I still feel like we're missing here, the first day that you guys are out cruising and you're drinking and you're lounging around and stuff, are you getting any kind of sense at all that there's any kind of chemistry here? Or do you know, like, right off the bat, okay, this is going to be nothing but friendship?
I think right off it was, let's just see if we can get through the first day.
Chemistry, give me a drink.
Unknown. There was a lot of drinking maybe to get through that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think by the second day we realized this isn't really, you know, we're not really compatible, so...
So the second day of a 5-day cruise, you realize that this is not you're not compatible.
Yeah,
but you're stuck.
But are you getting along? I mean,
we're getting along.
It
great.
Could be,
I mean,
you know, platonic and fun, yeah, and hanging out and looking for other people while you're on the ship together and having a good time.
Definitely, and you know, I would say she was definitely a great pick because she was a lot of fun. She had great personality. She was definitely someone that could.
All the guys loved her.
Yeah. So yeah, a good choice. However, not something, you know, long-term compatibility, but that wasn't really what I was looking for. Mm-hmm. I mean, ideally, sure, but, you know, I just needed someone to hang out with on the cruise and have fun, and she definitely was that person.
So do you acknowledge that, like, halfway through the second day? Are you like, yeah, this isn't going to be anything romantic, so you be my wing woman, I'll be your wingman? Or are you like, let's just drink until we're hot and we'll have sex? Or, like, what is...
No, there's no sex. It was pretty much, hey, this is how it is. It's, you know, cards on the table. Let's just have a good time. Make the best of this.
You said that or she said that?
I brought it up and okay, she confirmed.
Okay. So you weren't feeling any kind of vibe. If no, she was vibing on you, would you have been vibing on her?
I don't know.
No, not sure.
It's hard to say.
So this is day two in a 5-day cruise. So are those other 3 days, are they on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the best time you've ever had in your life? It's a Mentos commercial. and 1 being just awful.
I'd say it's about a 4.
4.
Okay.
You know, it's the Caribbean. You got to have some fun. But fortunately, at formal dinner, we had dinner with with Bill and Ann, who is a fun married couple out of Ohio, and we hung out with them.
They were Bill and Ann from Ohio, so like the most boring people on the planet.
Hey, be aww, nice.
She's on
Jeff,
the phone.
Yeah, she's on hold.
Well,
yeah.
I'm not saying she is. I'm just saying I'm Ann. This is my husband Bill. We're from Ohio, and I'm like, oh great.
It just sounds very geriatric. Yeah. Generic.
That is a nice looking cat on your sweater.
It's great.
And it's 94 degrees out.
Wow.
All right, so you sit down at this formal dinner and you make friends with other people and things are going okay there.
Right.
All right.
Yes, and they were very cool, Jeff. So
no, I'm not saying that they're not. I'm sure they are.
Jeff.
Very cool.
It was a dog on a sweater.
I'm just saying Bill and Ann from Ohio wear reindeer ears during Christmas season when they go to the mall.
It was New Year's hats.
All right. So I think that helped get us over the hump because it was like, okay, we realized this isn't really going anywhere, but mm-hmm, sorry about that. So yeah, we hung out with them most of the rest of the cruise and they made it a lot more fun.
Okay, we need some honesty here because if things are just platonic and you're having a good time and she's having a good time and you get back to Atlanta, that's a 7. It was an average trip. Look, I didn't get any, but we had a good time and I'll never forget it. Something happened to bring it from a 7 to a 4.
Did you fight?
Did she hook up with another dude?
your room?
I got kicked out of the stateroom the last day. That was awkward.
No.
I'm just kidding. No, she didn't know. It was...
Did she hook up with another guy?
No. Not that I know of. It's a big shit.
There was never any kind of argument?
No.
Any kind of dislike?
No.
But it was a 4. A 4 is a bad trip.
It is bad.
Okay, maybe it's not a 4. Maybe it's a higher than that, but...
4.2.
Yeah.
Why isn't she on with us?
She had a meeting today, so she couldn't get out of it.
Why is she really not on with us today?
That's the truth. Yeah? You can call her and ask her.
I can't. She's in a meeting.
She can't. She won't talk to
we
us.
We did. We tried.
Oh, you did?
Here's Ann from Ohio. Hey, Ann.
Hi.
How are you?
Just for the record, I don't wear cats on my sweater.
All right, Ann, what did you see? Because he said, like, the highlight of this trip was hanging out with you and your husband. So what did you see with these two?
Of Of course we're fun people. Come on, we're Ohio State Buckeye fans. We know how to party. Come on.
Okay, we'll
see. Gator chomp.
We'll see. So tell us about the night that you guys hung out with him. Could you tell that there was zero chemistry going on there?
Well, we met him the first night at dinner, and, you know, they could have totally played it off as a normal couple, and we wouldn't have known anything. But the first question I asked was, what made you decide to take a cruise? So they had to tell us the whole story about how they met on the radio and everything. Mm-hmm. So everything was out in the open from the beginning.
Okay.
And, yeah, by the second night, we could kind of tell that it probably wasn't going to work.
How can
you not much... Just not much chemistry, and, you know, my husband and I tended to carry the conversation a lot, so we just kind of were wondering how the conversation was going when we weren't around, so.
Was there a lot of conversation going on at all when they weren't around?
Not really.
Nothing.
Damn. That was the worst part.
That's the worst.
It is.
Oh, like, it's if when you're in a car and you don't know what to say, and both of you are sitting there, and it's the longest drive ever. That is the feeling.
Because what that is, if you acknowledged it, if you acknowledged that nothing was going to happen, then that could have been a potential for such a fun trip. You know, all that's out of the way. You know what? She knew she came on last minute because you and your girlfriend didn't work out. Because that ended up, you could have had more fun with her than you would have your girlfriend if you'd been fighting the whole time.
Unless
you know?
It's just some person that even platonically you wouldn't even hang out with, even as friends. This is somebody in the office that you have nothing in common with, so you got
awkward.
Nothing.
I think we're just two different people. So.
Did she at any point say in the cruise, I'm not coming back on the radio?
No.
Okay.
She was still planning on it, I think, until the end where she conveniently had a meeting.
Okay. And you guys were assigned the same table, so you guys ate with each other every night?
Yes.
I see.
Yes.
So did the relationship slowly deteriorate in front of you, or it was just never even there?
After the second night, it pretty much tended to get worse and worse. And I mean, we had a fun time and we talked at dinner, but then we started hanging out a little bit more out on the ship and stuff, and then it got more and more awkward as the cruise went on. So
like, what was awkward? Just big stretches of silence, or like, were there, was it like, you ever been out with a couple who starts fighting? I know Bill and Ann don't have any couples that fight, but if you did, like, you know how sometimes and you know the other couple's fighting, but they're not acknowledging that they're fighting, but it's just like, hi, Wendy, may I have the salt if you're not doing anything else like our neighbor? Please?
Did they just look miserable?
No. I mean, it wasn't really fighting, but it kind of got to the point where we would go and do something, and Christy would sit on the left side of me, and then my husband was the other side, and then Richard would sit on the other side of me. So they would sit separate from each other.
So you guys were separated by two people.
Yeah.
Okay. But there was never an argument or a disagreement. It was just like...
There really wasn't. We actually got along the times we were talking.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think they ruined your vacation?
Yes.
Absolutely not. We had a great time. We had fun. I mean, they're both really, really cool people. I mean, Richard was really funny, and, you know, he just wanted to have a good time. He's, he's a total gentleman, and any woman out there would be lucky to be with him. So if there's any single ladies listening, you know, if I knew anybody, I would set him up in a heartbeat because he's a sweet guy. And, you know, it's just one of those things that just didn't work out. And
It was almost an impossible scenario. I mean, you talk about a long shot. What are you looking like that for, Melissa?
No, I'm just listening. I'm listening because there is an... I just feel like if there's no tension, if there's no true awkwardness, I just feel like it's a... I feel like it's a wasted potential fun time, even though that's not a very well-constructed sentence.
Was there one day where you just didn't see each other? You woke up in the morning, didn't see each other all day, and saw each other at night?
Not the whole day, but yeah, near the end, there were some spaces. She didn't show up for dinner one night, so.
Really?
Oh, really? She just bailed.
She was, tired.
Okay. Did she tell you that she was going to crash in the cabin, or did she just not show?
Yeah, she said she'd go back to the cabin, and she just didn't show up for dinner.
Okay. All right.
That's weird.
Well, the whole thing is weird.
Like, the fact she didn't even show up, like, I mean, he still is footing the bill for it.
Yeah, I just, was it established that there was never going to be anything going on the trip? Or was there always the potential? Because I feel like if there was always the potential and she was just trying to
avoid it.
I mean, I think at first there was the unknown, and then a few days in, it was, we had to talk. And
that should have been it.
That should have made it fun. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And it was from that point on where she started sitting on the opposite side of our friends.
Oh, really? After you had that talk?
Yeah.
But you say you're the one that initiated the conversation.
Well, I just brought it up and said, hey, let's talk about what's going on, and... We agreed it was awkward and that there's no chemistry and, let's just have a good time.
Okay. Cool.
At that point, I'd just be like, the hell with it, deuce in your own bathroom. Like, don't go to No need to go down to the bar.
Thanks, Ann.
I mean, you're paying for it.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Ann.
Ann?
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Bye. Thanks.
Ann's on a soap opera. Bill and Ann from Ohio, they're on Young and the Restless. They don't say goodbye when they hang up.
The whole conversation's been awkward,
yes.
I think.
Right. I want some space. I want some more space between you and me right now.
I'm uncomfortable.
I gotta be honest with you. I think the problem in your relationship with Christy was Ann. She's definitely into you. Which made Bill uncomfortable, but nobody knows this, but Bill and Ann are actually swingers. They have a dungeon in their basement. Wow.
It's the ones that you never think would be swinging or really swinging.
They wear cat sweaters. They don't swing.
That's just to cover up. Cat sweaters, but they got covered. They wear the sweaters in the summertime to cover up her pierced nipples.
Oh, my God.
Totally.
Richard, you tried.
I tried.
At least you tried, man.
At least you
tried.
On a cruise.
Yeah, you had an experience.
It was an adventure.
You'll never do it again, that's for sure.
Yeah, I don't recommend a five-day cruise as a second date, but it was fun.
Probably not even going to call her.
No.
Probably not. Okay.
The Burt Show.